Hey guys, welcome to hanging out with me this evening. I'm excited to hang out with you too. It's 7 p.m. It's Wednesday night. That's what we do. We're talking about the fruits of the Spirit. First couple weeks we talked about love and joy. And this week we're going to talk about peace. And kind of talk about what peace means, how Paul was trying to, the word that he was trying to speak when he was using it there in the Greek and Galatians. And we'll dive into it a little bit more, and hopefully like the last couple weeks, figure out how we can latch on to it, make it a little more tangible, what we can do to help us start to bear that as a spiritual fruit. So we'll start with prayer. You guys pray with me and we'll get started. God, I thank you for this day. I thank you for all that you've given me. I thank you for the blessings that you've given me, and God, just the opportunities that you give me to be able to speak your word and to be able to live your word, God, on the daily. And I pray that you just help us all to have just a desire to do that. And I pray that you would just help us to pursue that in a way that helps to better the environment around us anytime we're in it. God, that we leave a place better than we found it with the spirit that you give us. God, as we begin to talk about the fruits of the Spirit tonight, I pray that you would prepare our hearts to hear what you would have to say to us so that we can understand what kind of peace you're talking about and what kind of peace you have and what it is to lay hold of your peace. And I pray that you would just help us to get that, God, that it would be something that I can articulate well enough and something that I can speak what you've given me in a way that makes sense. I pray that you would be with us, God, as a family, as a church family, that you continue to bond us together, God, that you continue to use us, God, as this family, that each of us have an important role, and we would begin to do that role, God, with passion, so that we can see the kingdom be furthered and we can see souls saved, God, and just lives changed in a way that they could never be changed without you. We just thank you for this opportunity tonight and pray that you just be with us. In your name we pray. Amen. All right, so peace. Same as the last couple weeks. What is peace? What's your definition for peace? Think about that a little bit. As I thought about it, I thought about a few synonyms. The first one that came to my mind was kind of tranquility, calm, comfortable, the absence of turmoil, those type things. And then when I began to research the word that Paul used there in Galatians, the Greek word it's spelled E-I-R-E-N-E, Irene or something like that. I don't speak Greek. I don't even pretend to. The derivative of that word was kind of unknown, but a relative word close to it would be welfare. So what Paul was saying there is that he wants us to be able to understand the fruit of the Spirit as welfare in that. And that's kind of what we're going to talk about tonight. We'll go through this, talk about what God's peace looks like, what it means for us, and how we can, like I said, begin to bear that fruit. So first point tonight, sometimes God's peace just doesn't make sense. That's the first thing. It just doesn't make sense. How can we be peaceful in times of turmoil? How can we find peace in the midst of 2020? How can we find peace in the middle of a monster storm or a difficult time in our life? And Philippians 4:7 says, "And the peace of God, which surpasses every thought, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus." And that's one of those things that lets me know that God's peace is kind of like God's love. It's one of those concepts that's really hard for our human minds to get. As humans, you know, that kind of love that God has for us, we talked about that, it's that unconditional love, it's that love that doesn't change, it's that love that anchors us to Him, and it's that love that can't be bought or earned or anything like that. It's that kind of love. Well, peace is sort of along the same lines in that, He is able to extend peace. He is able to give peace. And we're able to find peace in Him, even in the most ridiculous of circumstances. And I can think of a few people in my life when I was growing up and that dealt with some really hard times, but that were really good Christian people. And to be able to see them, and it was like every time they were going through a trial, every time they were going through a hardship, whether it be physical battle with an ailment or a family member having different issues, they were able to just show this immense amount of peace. And this one person I'm thinking of in particular, it was like every time that they would begin to experience these things, you would just see this other level. They would just move on up into this other level of peace. And it just doesn't make sense. In our worldly minds, in our minds that are fleshly, in those minds that we have kind of as the curse of Adam that we have to fight through our flesh, it tells us that when things are going crazy around us, we should be going crazy too. And when things are nuts and we're trying to deal with this and we're trying to deal with that, and you know, we got supper on the stove and our kids are doing mom eat and our spouse is doing something else or late for work or whatever, we've got all these things going on, it just feels like it's crazy. How are we going to do this? How are we going to do that? But those are the times that God's peace supersedes those. Those are the times that when we can find that peace in Him and we can understand, it's just so such a next level kind of thing that we know it comes directly from Him. How do we get that? How do you get to that level of peace? Man, I feel like that the next point we would talk about here is that peace is a blessing that comes through our obedience. And we talked about last week and the week before, we talked about love and how love precedes the other gifts, and how if we don't understand God's love and we don't understand how to extend God's love, it's really hard for us to find joy in different situations, and it's really hard for us to extend joy if we don't understand His love. And when we understand that He has that paternity and that fathership over us, and that He cares for us all the time, on the daily, He is so ready to just protect us and be that loving Father. And if we don't understand that, it's hard for us to find that joy. It's also hard for us to find that peace. But I found in my life, I find so much more peace in my home and in my life and in my mind when I'm walking step for step with what God wants me to do. And I feel like that's one of the easiest ways to, you know, those actionable things that we can do to say, okay, I can't find peace anywhere. I'm going crazy. It feels like just this monster storm. It's hurricane, whatever. I think we've passed Z and maybe we're going back to A again. We've had a bunch of them. Whatever the name it is. But it feels like that's just going on in your mind or in your heart. What am I doing? A lot of times I can check myself and I can say, man, maybe I've had a bad attitude. Maybe I'm not being as thankful as I should be, and I'm not praising God the way I should be, or maybe I forgot to read my Bible for a few days, or whatever it is. I can see those begin to pile up, and then it's like I feel that separation in that relationship with God, and that allows me to also feel that unrest and that kind of turmoil. And even though He stays in the same place all the time, sometimes I tend to vacillate a little bit in our relationship. I'll meander away from Him sometimes in that. And when we're not in that step for step, and we're not in that obedience, and we're not trying to seek Him out every day and say, you know, we wake up in the morning, God, hey, what can I do for you today? Man, I'm so glad to be alive. I'm so glad to be taking breath today. I'm so glad to be able to whatever for you today. What can I do? How can we make our relationship better here? When we fault on that, is when we see there's a gap in our peace. I know that's me personally. Scripture that is that I'm thinking of here is in Isaiah 26:3. It says, "You will keep the mind that is dependent on you in perfect peace, for it is trusting in you." And also in Psalms 119:165, and it says, "Abundant peace belongs to those who love your instruction; nothing makes them stumble." And the scripture in Isaiah is really cool for me because it says you will keep the mind that is dependent on you in perfect peace. And I think most of the time in when I realize that my relationship is faltering or that there's some discord there, it's because I feel like I can handle it on my own, or I feel like I can just do my life because I'm human and that's what we do. It's okay, I can take care of this. It's not major stuff going on. It's not this, it's not that. And when I don't consciously remember that, man, every single thing, every single breath, every single function my body does, every single thing biologically that I am able to do is a miracle that he set forth. The fact that I can compute thoughts, and we kind of talked about this a little bit last week, the fact that I can even do the most minute things as a human being are because he created life in that miracle. And I feel like, you know, I'll get to the point where I'm just, man, maybe I'm good today. Maybe I don't need to pray like I normally do today. I'm good. I'm a little busy. I won't read my Bible today or something like that. And those days begin to pile up if we don't watch that. And I know in my life that day might turn into a week, and then it might turn into a month. And then you're like, man, what did I do? Where am I at? What's going on here? And if we don't have that conscious effort in the mind that is dependent on him, there's perfect peace in that. And it says, for it is trusting in you. And that understands, that helps us understand too, that when we're dependent on him and we understand that he's that director of all the events that we call life and all these things that look like randomness some days, he's got it in an order and he does it on purpose. And we know that he wants the best for us. We can trust in him. And we know that it's okay to be dependent on him. That allows us to have trust. And it's like a young child. You know, a young child's trust for their parents is immense. It's enormous. Because they know they can't live life without their mom and dad giving them food, or their mom and dad providing water, or all these things that are just the basic forms of life. And it's kind of the way we are sometimes. I feel like we know in our heads that we should understand that God is the same way to us, to understand that we need to be on that level of dependence for him, but we get proud and we get haughty about things, and we just say like, no, I'm good, man. I can do this. I'm a 31-year-old man. I'll do what I want. But that's not the way it is. That's not what God wants us to do. So, recap just a bit here. First thing, what is peace? Man, Bible talks about here that peace is God's welfare. It's understanding to that he's extending us a lifeline. It's that peace and knowing that that's always there, right? That's kind of the first part of it. And the fact that that doesn't make sense sometimes is when we understand God's peace, we can have calmness in crazy, and we can have just rest in the middle of chaos. And so to understand how we get there, the first way is to say that, man, it's just through that obedience. It's through that step-for-step walk with Christ. It's through that step-for-step relationship with the creator of the universe, who wants to spend time with us, who wants to hang out with us, who wants to hear us talk to him, but also wants to speak to us. And understanding that when our mind is dependent on him, then he will keep us in that perfect peace. And also remembering too that abundant peace belongs to those who love your instruction. Nothing makes those people stumble. That's what Psalm 119, 165 says. And I'm not one that's like typically a big time rule follower. So if we've got something going on and there's like 75 rules in a game we're playing, or there's 75 stipulations to something we need to do, I'm probably not going to follow all the rules. I don't do well with that. So Psalms 119, 165 gets to be a little bit difficult for me sometimes, because I enjoy God helping me after the fact. But in the minute of the correction and instruction, it always feels like it's a little bit of a disciplinary action. And normally it is. That's kind of what happens to me. It's been that way most of my life. But it's difficult then to understand that. But once we get through that, we see that he has our best interest in mind in that instruction and correction there. And it's hard to have the foresight to say, oh yeah, that was probably wrong, but I'm really glad God was here to correct me. And I don't know that I ever said that to my parents whenever I got corrected, corrected in whatever way you want to correct. But I don't know that I ever shook my dad's hand and said, thank you for helping me change my life. I really appreciate that. My dad, if he watches this, he's going to be laughing out loud because he knows that would not happen. But with God, we understand in those times of instruction, on the other side of that, it makes us so much better. And we can see that when we take joy in that, and when we find that peace of God and know that He wants the best for us, we see that it helps us to not stumble. It helps us to not have those recurring issues that we have. You know, the recurring bouts of anxiety or worry or all of the difficult things we deal with that are just not good. Those things, whatever it is, it just kind of eats at us and tries to pull us away from God. Once we understand and we can take hold of the instruction that He has for us, it helps us to move past that, and it also helps us to stay upright. It helps us to be walking forward and not stumbling and falling down all the time in the same way. So in retrospect, as a 31-year-old, when my dad was disciplining me as a child, I know that if he had not done that, I would have been a much, much worse version of myself. But as when we don't have that maturity spiritually, we can think the same thing, like, man, God, why aren't you doing this for me? Man, God, why aren't you helping me out here? Why aren't you giving me this? Why aren't you giving me that? And God just kind of looking at us like, why aren't you giving me anything? Why aren't you giving me your life right now? Why aren't you giving me your love? Why aren't you giving me your worship? Why aren't you praising me? Why aren't you doing this? We come to Him with all these things that we need from Him, but He just wants us to praise Him. He just wants us to love Him. He just wants us to be close to Him and follow Him. And when we do that, it's easy to do the right thing. When we have that kind of love for Him, it's easy to do the right thing. So, second thing, peace is a blessing through our obedience. And the last thing, like, I really didn't know how to make this point eloquent at all. But it's just something that just kept rolling over inside my heart and inside my mind. And it's just like, what is peace? And peace is one of God's names. Like, it just is. In Judges 6:24, it talks about Gideon. And Gideon, a super cool story. Read Judges 6. It's an awesome story about how God used an underdog to take on a massive army and was successful in that. But in 6:24, it says, so Judges 6:24, it says, so Gideon built an altar to the Lord there and called it Yahweh Shalom. It is an Orpha of the, Bezrites until today. But Jehovah Shalom means God of peace. And there have been so many times in my life where I have cried that out and just been like, man, God of peace. Now, I didn't do it in Hebrew, like I was trying to be real churchy, you know, but I was just kind of, it's one of those things that, you know, the scripture that talks about how sometimes the Holy Spirit can help us interpret our groanings and help us interpret those utterances that come out when we pray. It's kind of been that for me in those times of the darkest, deepest despair or the most difficult time in my life where I feel like I was riding hurricane waves in a John boat. You know, it's just like, how am I going to get out of this? And it's just those groanings that come out that just say, God, I know you are peace. I know you are peace. That is one of your names. Mm-hmm. And when we begin to talk to Him about that, and we begin to, it's not like we remind God, but when we pray to God and we try to remind Him, it reminds us of who He is. And those times in our life are times of enormous victories. When we can refer to Him by the names that He is, and the names that He has, I'm sorry, and begin to find victory in that. And then we go into those other names too, you know, Jehovah Nisi, the God of victory, and Jehovah Jireh, my provider. We just keep going through those names of God, and we understand that, man, He does all of those things for us. I remember when I pray, I don't really pray like that. I just say, like, man, God, you're good. You're good. You provide for me. You help me fight through battles. God, you help me find peace when there's no peace. That's who you are to me. And I begin to tell Him those names that He is and the way that the Bible refers to Him, but it's from my heart. And sometimes to find peace, we have to remember to call out God's name. And whatever that name is to you, you know, sometimes in my life, it's just like a daddy, like a father, that Abba Father kind of name. But there's sometimes in my life where it feels like it's more formal than that because He's so big and He's so indescribably awesome. But when things are difficult, it's the most simplest, that's terrible grammar, it's the most simple way to express how we feel for Him. Man, you are peace. When I need peace, you are peace. It's not that he has this bucket of it. It's like literally what he's made of. That's who he is. And so he just has this never-ending supply of peace. And when we begin to find that obedience through him, and we understand that, okay, God is peace, right? Okay, and my relationship is good with him. When we begin to find that obedience and we walk step for step with him and we say, okay, I got that. I'm working on that relationship. It's in those times, as we work backwards through these points, that the peace doesn't make sense. We can be in the most difficult, crazy, hard times of our life where the people around us are saying, man, how's this dude doing this? How's this girl? How's she acting like that? You know what's going on in her life? That's when we can be those pillars as Christians to say, yeah, it's tough. Yes, it is crazy difficult to deal with whatever we're dealing with right now. But I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that my God is peace. And when I trust in him and when I follow him and when I keep that relationship right, man, it's there. I find myself in perfect peace when I keep my mind on him. When I know that I'm dependent on him, literally every single breath that comes out of my mouth or in my nose and through my lungs and out my mouth again, it's dependent on him. And when I understand that, that's when I find that peace that surpasses every thought or surpasses all understanding, depending on which version you read. So tonight, it's difficult to find peace. It's difficult to feel at peace with the way things are right now because of all the things we have going on. But to be able to bear fruit and to be able to have that fruit of the Spirit of peace, I feel like we have to begin to do these things. First, man, remember, we've got to understand that love of God. We've got to understand how much he cares about us. That is the premise to understanding the rest of the fruits of the Spirit. And when we understand that, we can understand how to love people around us because he's given us that love. And when we take hold of it, we can give it back to those people around us. And then that helps us understand joy, and that helps us to find joy in difficult situations, and then joy and peace kind of being brothers there, and understanding that, yeah, things aren't great, but I know that God has a plan for me, and I know that God wants the best for me here, and I'm at peace with that, and I can find joy in knowing that he wants to bless me. And like we said, going through the points one more time, remember that it's his name. Remember in those times where you just can't find it, that is who he is. That is 100% God's name, Jehovah Shalom, like it said there in Judges 6:24. Gideon built an altar there for him and called him the God of peace. And then we understand because that's who he is, we begin to have that better relationship with him and walk closely to him and understand how dependent we are on him and find ourselves in perfect peace. And then we can be able to give that peace, and we begin to show that peace, and we begin to bear that fruit of peace to people in a difficult time. And I think of it, you know, if we were to think about it like a tree or something that would actually be a fruit tree, it would be like bearing fruit in the middle of winter, right? It'd be like having an orange on a tree in Kentucky with ice on the branches. Like, how does that happen? And that doesn't make sense. Well, it's because the miracle of who God is and the miracle of what happens when we have that wonderful relationship with him, we can bear fruit in the most inopportune times, in the most inopportune conditions, we can bear that fruit. So tonight, I want to pray with you. I want you to pray for me too. I'm going to pray for you, but I want you to pray for me too. That we can understand that, and that when we get to the point where we feel like, man, where's the peace at? How can I get the peace that I had before, that I know God has for me, where can I go? I pray that he helps us to remember these things and helps us to bring it back to the front of our mind to say, oh yeah, I remember that. It's because I'm not blah, 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 whatever. And we'll be going back through these points. So like I said, I'll pray for you, you pray for me, and we'll help hopefully God will help us understand that so that I can give it to the people that I meet on the daily, and you can do the same thing, and we begin to bear that fruit and begin to show people who don't know Jesus what it's like to know Jesus. You pray with me. God, I thank you for this day. Again, I just thank you for this opportunity. I thank you for the opportunity that you've helped me to understand just more about what your peace is and more about how to lay hold of it and latch onto it and understand that it's deeper than a feeling, it's deeper than an emotion, it's deeper than the lack of turmoil. It's that gift that you give us because of who you are, that gift that you extend to us because of what you're made of. And when we begin to walk with you and understand step for step and in relationship with you, and we just build that strengthen that bond between us and you, we find ourselves walking in that perfect peace again. And God, I pray that you would just help us to remember how to get to that point. When times get tough, when times get hard, when our vision, our spiritual vision, and just our hearts, the sight that comes from inside of us, it gets all clouded because of all the things that we're going through or we're dealing with. God, I pray that you would just clear that up and remind us who you are and remind us what it's like to walk with you. And then we can understand how difficult it is to understand your peace in certain situations. God, I pray that you just extend that to our family, God, as the church members. I pray that you just extend that to, God, just the anybody who hears or sees this, God, I pray that they would just feel that and understand that and understand that it's, sure, it is about building our relationship with you, but it's also about being able to give that and being able to show that to people around us in a way that they say, man, what's up with that? And then we can help see the kingdom furthered. God, I pray that you would just give us that drive to be able to reach people for you. I pray that you would just go with us, be with us, and be close to us, God, and us know that relationship that's just right there with you, hip to hip. I just thank you for this opportunity tonight and pray that you just minister to us in a way that helps us on our daily lives. And it's in your name we pray. Amen. Yeah. All right, so next week we're going to be out because it's Thanksgiving Eve. It needs to be a new holiday. I'm going to need to be off work for that next year. And then the week after that, we're on, correct? And then one after that, I think we have a business meeting. Okay. So we're going to kind of be jumping around a bit. Bear with us on it. We'll keep going through these until we get through all of them. I don't know how long it'll take, but we'll make it work. So I'm praying for you this week. I'm praying for peace in your life, praying that you can have the peace that people can see around you, and hopefully you can help change somebody's life this week. Have a great week.